Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Uptown Chapel Memorial Center, retired pastor William H. Smith, sick call. It's for prayer, sick call, and it's brief Bible lessons, and we're here together to edify the Lord and to pray for the needy. Welcome, Mr. Smith, Brother Smith.
Hey, good day and welcome to sick call, the minister of the Powell Chapel Memorial Center. Located at 119 Powell Chapel Road here in Pulaski, Tennessee. Hosted Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time by Sister Darlene J. Clark, the author of the book titled Shattered Innocence, along with yours truly, retired Pastor William Howard Smith. And let me share with you two announcements. At 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sister Darlene J. Clark will share with those calling in the church school lesson. So we invite you to call in at 563-999-3629 this evening at 6 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, any prayer requests that you have, give us a call at 563-999-3629. And then this coming Saturday at 2:30 p.m., we will have Sister Darlene Clark to share with us valuable information that would cater towards our female listening audience. And likewise, there's a gentleman out of Columbia that will speak about what he's going through and what has occurred in his life regarding something that men need to be mindful of, and that is prostate cancer. Again, call in your prayer request to the phone number 563-999-3629. We'll begin with prayer, and of course the scripture for this session comes from Galatians chapter 6, and we'll look at verse 1. May we pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, we call upon thee and thee. We say thank you, Lord, for giving us this day. There are people who have experienced bad news. They have been visited by shocking experiences. They have been the victims of traumatic occurrences. But, Lord, we call upon you because you're able to renew our strength and revive us, to empower us. Lord, we lift up to you those persons that are undergoing treatment for various forms of cancer. Lord, we lift up to you those persons who have various addictions, no matter what they may be. Lord, we ask that you give strength to the parents whose children are undergoing a stressful week as they undergo testing in the state of Tennessee. Lord, be with those teachers who are not comfortable about having the soon-to-be right to carry concealed weapons on their person in the classroom. And help us, O God, to exercise wise judgment and pray for those persons in leadership. And we ask, O God, that you would use us as your servants to make a difference in the lives of our neighbors, our friends, and our kindred. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. We find these words. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Look to yourself, lest you too be tempted. That's in the reading. May the Lord bless you, the hearer and the reader from the inspired word of God. Again, we solicit your prayer requests. Call in at 563-999-3629. Again, 563-999-3629. And we will remember in our prayers a cousin. I just got a text about 2 hours ago, cousin in Chicago. Her name is Margaret, and she's in need of a transplant. I don't know what organ, but she's been in and out of the hospital. Presently, she is hospitalized, but they also shared with me that her condition is so low that she's not really eligible to receive an organ transplant. We don't remember Brother Flippin in the burn unit down in Memphis. Likewise, update on Sister Gloria Ann Smith Birking Duke. She's to be released from rehab to go home, but she'll be convalescing at her daughter's home for a good while there in Murfreesboro. Lift up Teresa Joyce Harrington in Memphis, who is still mending from surgery. And we want to lift up the Douglas Jones family in our prayers. They were visited by death. And, of course, Sister Margaret Coleman, who had to go to Atlanta, and she's returning to Giles County. She funeralized her brother there in Georgia. Let me call upon Sister Darlene to share with us any other prayer concerns, and then for her to share with us nuggets from the book that she has penned, Shattered Innocence. And, of course, another gift of hers is to write poetry. So, Sister Darlene, it's in your hands.
Okay, thank you. Our friend, Sister Jenny, needs healing for her illness. Brother Michael needs prayer for healing as well. My friend Jimmy Carter, he needs prayer since he's sick, and he's got, hopefully he won't lose another limb because an infection in his foot, it's the only foot he's got left. Please pray that our veteran friend finds an affordable place to live. Really, it's unspoken prayer request. My neighbor is being evicted, and so please pray for the struggle she's going through. We got another friend named Eric. He says he's doing well, but I still want prayer for healing for him and our country. Also, Sister Gloria and Sue, and please pray for me, the missing, many missing and murdered people in the world. A spoken prayer request, Brother Ken. Brother Michael James, who's got chronic pain. Brother Hargrove as well, and my friend Bill Pennington, and Brother Flippin.
All righty. Okay, Sister Darlene, you want to share with us your information that would be valuable by way of the book Shattered Innocence, or any inspirational points?
I just want to tell people that there's a lot of writing in there. There's some things that will be hard to read. I don't sugarcoat anything, but I try to put it in a different perspective. I changed the name in the people's book, just included mine for own safety. There is some funny things in it. There's some sad and horrendous things in it. But to note that I persevered against all that stuff just because of God. God's the only thing that brought me through all that. So I want them to remember that. No matter how much they read and they might feel sorry, it's like I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I want people to reach out and try to help people who this is going to through this. Don't be keep a closed mind. You need to get out there and do something. It's like somebody brought up, I don't know where it is said in the Bible, but somebody brought up where evil grows when people remain silent, basically. I can't remember what that verse, what the person was talking about, but it's a connotation of there. I don't know if Brother Smith would remember anything. So as long as you do nothing, the evil will grow.
That's right. That is correct. That is correct. We invite you to call in for prayer. Our number is, I got it written down so many times, I ought to have it memorized. It is 563-999-3629. Again, your prayer request, please call them in to us at 563-999-3629. And we want to lift up some situations. There are murder victims. The incident that occurred, I believe, in Australia. There were shooting instances up in Davidson County. I think one person was killed and a few others were injured. We want to lift up Sister Shiner Price in our prayers, who's still undergoing tests, and Sister Faith Ferris. She's still mending from that brown recluse spider bite. Sister Kayla up in Murfreesboro. And then, of course, there are any number of veterans, male and female, who have been discharged, and some medically, and they have issues and they have addictions. So we want to lift them up. They could be addicted to alcohol or painkillers, but we want to pray for those who have served in the military, and likewise pray for those who are actively serving in the military because of what's taking place over in the Middle East and so forth. Because God is able. May we pray. God, you know all things. You see all things. And we lift up to you those families that have been troubled by issues resulting from the pressure of being on foreign soil, the pressure of being away from families, the demands and the responsibility that is weighty upon individuals, knowing that they are carrying out the responsibility to which they've taken an oath to carry out to, in order that we might enjoy freedom and the liberty that sometimes we take for granted. Help regulate the minds of those individuals who know that they have issues and problems and chemical dependencies, but help them, oh God, to know that, number one, they have to have the will to change, and they need to be connected with you because you're the one who is able to empower them, to strengthen them in order that they may be overcomers. Help us, O God, to be compassionate and considerate. Help us, O God, to be unselfish, because there are those who are about to give up hope. But, Lord, when we, too, were in situations when nothing else could help and would help, somebody prayed for us. And we know what the power of prayer, the prayer of the righteous, availeth much. So we thank you, God, that we had mothers, fathers, grandparents, uncles, and aunts who lifted us up to our Creator because we knew that we, as the creatures of the Creator, we are fallible. We are in need of only what God can provide. So in the name of Jesus, we ask, O God, that you will provide in a mighty way those things that you know your children, your believing children, are standing in need of. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Please call in.
Amen. Brother.
Go ahead.
Brother Smith, we got a call in right here. Would you like to talk with him?
All right, that'd be fine.
Hello, Eric. Would you like to have a prayer request?
Yeah. I struggle every day with just plain life, and it's really hard on me. My ex-wife is my dear friend, but she's going through such a struggle. I mean, now she's in a nursing home, and she doesn't have very much money and different things she needs and stuff, and I pray for her every day, but it just seems to not get better for her.
All righty. Yes, sir. What's her first name?
Eric. Oh,
no,
her to Sue.
Name?
Sue. Yes, sir.
All righty. We'll do that right now, and appreciate you sharing that with us. May we pray. Oh, God, the Heavenly Father, we thank thee for unselfishness of our brother. We thank you, God, for the friendship that still is evident between he and his ex-wife. We lift up to you, Sister Sue. She's in a facility, and she is receiving care. And oftentimes when we have to go to a healthcare facility, it's because that attention is needed far beyond what we are able to do as loved ones. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would calm her fears, that you would take away any doubt that she is experiencing. We ask, oh God, that her ex-husband continues to solicit the power that the one true and living God can supply. Lord, we ask that you would impose and cause others to be unselfish and make it their ministry to be of assistance to those who are residents in health care facilities. We may not be millionaires, but the small things, a visit, the small things, the providing toothbrush, toothpaste, toiletries, items that women need, because when we needed help, somebody assisted us. We would not be where we are if it had not been for the gracious acts of God and through his people. The word says people will know who the disciples of Jesus Christ are by their acts of love. So thank you for loving us enough that you gave us a friend like Jesus. Thank you for an example like Jesus, who implores us to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. But when we do good, especially unto those who are in need, oh, great is our reward that is in heaven. Thank you, oh God, for what you've done and what you're going to do. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. Any other items?
Now we're going to do a little bit of Bible study. Hope you stick with us, Eric.
All righty.
Okay, great.
Okay, let's look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 again. And it says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Look to yourself, lest you too are tempted. We hear a lot about the church, and it's not just a building, but the church of the living God is a household of people who are in possession of real, genuine faith. They know that they have mutual responsibilities, and that is to relate to others because they too are children of God. And as members of the household of faith, we are called to be servants of Jesus Christ. Now, we who are firm believers in the knowing that God is our Father and that He loved us so much He gave His Son to us, we are to be good representatives of Jesus Christ. We're not to point out the faults and flaws and chastise people. We're not to look down our noses at others, because we are called to be true followers of Jesus Christ. We're brothers and sisters, not because of our being of the same family of blood ties, but we are children of God. We're called to love one another and to be helpful to others. All of us, we stand in need of a ministry known as restoration. Now, what is that? That means that when we feel weak, we need to allow folk to hear that we once were weak, but now we are strong because we called upon the Lord while we thought it not robbery to draw near unto Him. Yes, we have lived a sinful life. We've been in amongst people who did any and everything, but we made the determination that flesh alone was not the solution to the problems that we may experience. We know that the devil works continually to deceive, but because we are people of the household of faith, we want to share with others the fact that, yeah, we once were children, we thought as a child, we acted as a child, and we did foolish things. But because of our seeking to grow in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit and learn more about the power of God's inspired word, we're able to gain spiritual maturity. And that's our task, to lead people to maturity, knowing that God is able, knowing that love, like the love Jesus Christ has displayed towards us, He died in order that we might have life and life more abundantly. It's important for us to realize that we have been hurt, we have been disappointed, but somebody else came along and helped us be as if we were the one who was drowning and couldn't swim, but they threw unto us an inflated inner tube with a rope on it. And thus, we had to grab hold and put that inner tube around us. And as the person who was there to help us or others, as they hand over hand pulled us to safety, we know that if we allow the lifeline, if we allow the rope that is able to be strong enough and sturdy enough to, in order that we might be lured in, that the waves will not cause us astray and our fear will not cause us to sink, because we're looking in front of us at those who are demonstrating genuine love and hand over hand and degree by degree and inch by inch, we're being pulled to safety. Somebody needs to be restored in love, just like we were. When nothing else could help, the love of God lifted us, drew us. We look at Psalms 23, and one of the greatest statements about God is, he restoreth our souls. So the ministry of restoration is a continuous need in the family of God today. All my help comes from the Lord. Father, we stretch our hands to thee. We know that you will deliver us when others forget and leave us alone. We know that Jesus will hear our call. So that's our devotional for today. And hopefully it will be a means of encouragement to let us know that we are not walking alone. And, of course, we invite you to join us Monday through Saturday for prayer call. And our number is 563-999-3629. And, of course, tonight at 6 p.m., Sister Darlene will be guiding us through what we call the church school lesson. And what that is, it enables participants and hearers to grow in their Christian walk. We attend a congregation of the Fellowship of Believers to celebrate and to give God praise, but we do our word shedding in the teaching session, and that's the purpose of Mondays at 6. And likewise, we believe in the power of prayer. It's a key that will unlock doors. And we thank our callers for sharing, and we thank thee for the opportunity that was given us to encourage others to visit healthcare facilities, nursing homes. And remember this, if you can help somebody as you pass along, if you can do your duty as a Christian out, then your living will not be in vain. So, Sister Darlene, if you give us our closing remarks, please, ma'am.
Yes, thank you so much for everyone for coming. I appreciate you for Eric for coming in here and asking for prayer and worshiping with us today. And thank you, Brother Smith, for the prayers, the Bible reading, the lesson, and the edifying. And I want to encourage everyone to listen in at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time tonight to the lesson, Faith of the Centurion. Well, thank you, everyone, and God bless.
God bless, and if we never pass this way again, just remember this time how good it has been and that God is so wonderful.
Amen. Well, thank you.